Dairy producers are always looking for the right feed for their animals, and Tom Wiedegardner, Director of Cottonseed Research and Marketing for Cotton Incorporated, said many love to use cottonseed.
The nice thing about the dairy trade is that they will use cottonseed when it's available, and when it's not available or it's high priced, they'll go to other ingredients. They prefer to use cottonseed when it's priced right and they can use it. But it's nice to have that kind of a market that can, you know, absorb 1 million or 2 million tons of cottonseed, and then when it's not available and high price, they don't seem to get grumpy. They just go to something else, but they come back to cottonseed whenever it prices in the ration. And we encourage them to, you know, keep in touch with their cottonseed broker and keep shopping cottonseed. And just because it doesn't price in one day, they keep checking it and it'll price in. They'll buy a load and use it. So we try to get that idea through to them as well.
But the fact that many producers love to use cottonseed, sometimes the price is not always a factor.
You know, when you come right down to it, there are dairies out there with high producing dairy cows, particularly in those fresh cows that are producing those high levels of milk production. Some of those dairymen are willing to pay $400 or $500 a ton for cottonseed because of the way it works in a dairy cow ration.
Wiedegardner noted that while they also continue with research using cottonseed for beef cattle, he said it's the dairy industry they concentrate more on. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.